Up next is Zane.
I'm staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain. Well, I'm going home, back to the place where I belong, and where your love has always been enough for me. I'm not running from, no, I think you got me all wrong. I don't regret this life I chose for me. But these places and these faces are getting old, so I'm going home. Well, I'm going home.
Oh, hi, Zane.
Zane.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Zane Daughtry. This got delayed for like 5 minutes because they wouldn't shut up about Jinxer. So something about your song reminded them of Jinxer.
Oh, God.
And it was annoying. So thanks for that. I look forward to beating Zane again like I beat him on all the other shows we compete on, except for that whole impression off, which I think was a fluke. Because you two were judging it. Was he okay? He did his own thing with the melody. He made it his own. He's like an artist. He's a real artist.
I didn't know what song this was until I heard the word home. Yeah, like so
the lyrics,
yeah, it was like way
the
off.
Tipped me off. Tune-wise. This was not the right tune.
You know what I think it was? I think I'm being legit here. I think that he was trying to do the towards the end of the song when the key change happens on the chorus. But you know what? At least maybe the singing wasn't A+, but you got to give him props on his emotion. This is the best I've ever heard him emotionally.
Yeah, he
was
good
into
emotion.
It.
He was emoting about going home.
I hope he's not going home tonight. I hope he stays around so I can beat him and send him home myself.
Oh, snap.
I love how we call it going home when people get kicked off, even though it's like...
I don't. You guys do.
We did that before.
You watch too much reality TV.
We're really sorry, but you're going home.
Yeah, you're going home. Oh, wait, you're already sitting in your living room listening to this.
Own house listening.
They could be, like, sitting at Starbucks listening to it, and then they go home and they cry themselves to sleep for being kicked off the show.
But if they get eliminated and they're in Starbucks, as soon as they get eliminated, like, the barista's not going to come around the counter and be like, "Get the fuck out, you're eliminated." You
yes,
got kicked off Lone Star.
Because they're, like, I don't know, sitting there, like, when it's closing time.
You
in cahoots
time.
With the Starbucks people?
We are.
Let you out into the world.
I just know.
Zane, I know who I want to take me home, Zane, your hot sister.
Okay. We're going to stop this critique before Dylan takes it out.
Or Jeffers.
Jeffers. Oh, my God, I love Jeffers.
Are you guys, like, how are you guys going to manage this if you can't creep on Bogus Bryson?
Dude,
what are you going to do all
Bryson
season?
Is on this show. Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, he is. I don't remember.
That shows how important he is to me.
But I creep on Jeffers anyway, so
Jeffers
it's fine.
So like, oh my God, Jeffers, like, so cute.
Are you guys going to put Zane through?
Well, we won't know until the end now, will we, Dylan?
You guys have an idea, I'm sure.
We'll see.
I'm sure when you heard Jinxers, you were like, there's no way we're ever going to put him through.
I can't.
Same, or like Songbird, come on, we all know she's not going to go through. But Zane, I don't know, he could go through, right?
I liked Zane, so
like
we'll
Zane
see.
As a person.
All right, we'll see. I like Zane as a person and a phenomenon.
Zane is the next Lady Gaga or something.
Zane is the next what?
Lady Gaga.
Zane is like Rochelle without the nagging cough.
Stop, I'm sorry, I'm pregnant. Really.
And annoying talking voice.
What? I don't have an annoying talking voice. Damn it. Okay. I need to stop whining, so we're done.
Up
next is Mr. Kitty.
Living easy. Living free, season tickets on a one-way ride. asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything on my stride. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme, ain't nothing I would rather do. Going down, party time, my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on a highway to hell, highway to hell, highway to hell, highway to hell.
Eden.
What?
I love you.
Oh, Mr. Kid.
You want to know something? What? You want to know a Snapple fact about Mr. Kitty?
Sure. She's a woman?
Mr. Kitty and Sassy go to the same school.
Oh, snap.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, that's kind of like how me and Aura J went to the same school in high school, and now her and Maddie go to the same school.
It's nothing like that.
Well, Aura J and Maddie it's go to the same like school. That.
Double snap.
It's nothing like that.
But it's similar.
No, it's really not. Because Mr. Kitty and Sassy can both sing, whereas in your comparison, the only one of those two that can sing is Maddie.
What about me?
You're not in that.
You're not in the comparison.
Yes, I am.
You're talking about.
I said I.
You're talking about Aura J and Maddie.
No, but I said I went to high school with Aura J, and Maddie and Aura J now go to the same college.
That's not the same thing. I didn't say I went to high school with Sassy, and then Sassy and Mr. Kitty go to college together. It's nothing like that.
I was trying to relate. I don't know.
Anyway, well, you can't always relate to everything.
I was trying.
This is about this is Mr. Kitty's time. Let's not make this about you.
I don't like to talk
about Sassy. Okay. I don't blame you.
Okay.
Because you're dating her ex-boyfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mr. Kitty, I like that you did AC/DC because nobody's done that
yet. I did like the AC/DC.
And they're hard to pull off.
Supernatural.
Oh my god, Supernatural. Don't even get me started. I love
That's the only way I know this song.
I had a dream about Supernatural last night.
Really, Dylan?
But the thing is, I've never seen the show, and I don't know why I had a dream about it.
Was Dean in it?
No, I don't even know who's on the show.
Oh, Jensen Ackles.
I think it's because you and Val talk about it all the time, and I almost did a song for the Lone Star from the night, and I was like, nah.
Which one? Maddie did do some
Beautiful Loser.
Bad
Bob Seger.
Moon Rising.
Listen, Mr. Kitty, I'm trying to keep this on track for you. You're welcome.
This is on track. Damn. This song is on Supernatural, and she sang it. It's on track.
And it was, I liked this.
Speaking as someone who doesn't watch Supernatural, nobody cares when you guys go on and on about that show.
We don't do it that
I've
much.
Even heard, even people have even complained about it to me and said, I just wish they wouldn't go on and on about Supernatural all
Wait,
the time.
Wait, really?
Shark cookies.
Gas.
Cookies.
She's like, when I'm in a chat with them and they go on about Supernatural, I'm like, whatever.
Dun, dun,
did you say that?
Yes.
Valk, I feel so, like, girl betrayed.
I know.
They hate it when you do that in your little
betrayed.
Chat. My vagina feels betrayed too, but for different reasons. Mostly because I have a penis. Thank God.
My vagina feels betrayed.
So Mr. Kitty, speaking of not sure if they have a vagina or a penis, Mr. Kitty...
is a woman.
Is a woman, in fact. But the name is Mr. Kitty.
Gender confused.
It's like a...
gender roles.
She's androgynous, though, and that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Androgyny is really
hot. She's Asian.
Asians are hot.
I have video of her.
Ew.
On my
what?
Hard drive.
That sounds so wrong, Dylan.
She was on Sing It when we did it on YouTube.
See, I don't know if I would have done Sing It if it was like on YouTube. Like
I don't know if I would have let you do Sing It if it was on YouTube.
You don't know what I look like.
Yes, I do. I've seen pictures.
Whatever.
You're no Valk. Let's just say that. You're no B. McCauley. So, overall. I don't know if I liked it on its own, but it did sort of sound like... I could tell you were trying to sound like AC/DC.
I liked it. I thought she sang.
I just don't know if
it
sounded good.
I thought it was
good.
Pitchy.
I thought...
It wasn't my favorite of the night, but it was like...
I thought...
Fine.
It was okay.
I thought she sang it well for what it was, but I don't think it was
a good
song.
Yeah, it wasn't a good song choice, because it was kind of like... sounded like you were trying to reach for the notes, and you kind of were kind of nasal, mm-hmm. and it was pitchy. But you have a good singing voice. You could tell that, at least.
That's for sure. And you have a nice body. Do you?
Dylan, stop creeping on our contestants. Yes. You're not going to want to be on our show.
I'm doing Lulu's job.
Lulu doesn't do that.
Lulu creeped on me a lot
during the finale.
That's not true. She did not.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. After I sang the Wallflower song, she would not STFU about me. And I felt a little violated.
We're done. Done.
Done.
Up next is Gill Dragon.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah, I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. And if I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there or holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
You know what Superman's weakness is? It's kryptonite.
Oh, snap. This song is on Gil Dragon. Smallville.
I always, mislabel my files, too. Like, I always mess up the spelling. He called it kryptonite in his... But in the email, he did say it was called Kryptonite, so he knows there's a P there.
Yeah, he does. He's smart.
He can spell.
I'm glad this was good, because I feel like you were unfairly... I mean, it was fair that you were kicked out of Sing It, but I thought you left too early, because I thought you think you're better than that. Unlike Rochelle, you're better than that. So I'm glad you did well on this show, and I hope you go through.
You're going to make me cry. I, love Sing It with all my heart.
Well, you shouldn't be stealing its ideas, then.
I love
If you love stuff. Sing It, let it thrive without stealing from it and raping it.
I'm not... What?
Like, you rape Sing It for all its ideas, and then saying you love it afterwards is just like a rapist raping a woman and being like, I love you, it's okay.
Well, that's
Or like, if
what
the
happens.
Rapist is wearing a condom, like, that makes it okay. At least you wore a condom, thank you.
No, it's not like that. It's like I legitimately love Sing It with
people. Well, then you should have tried harder.
You know what, Dylan? You did not deserve to win Lone Star.
Ooh. You're just saying that now because I'm saying that. If I did not deserve to win, I would not have won.
Rush should have won.
Rush shouldn't have won? You heard his last... I don't think you should be able to win with 3 novelty songs in the finale. I'm sorry. I was just raised better.
All right. Well, Gil Dragon, this was very good.
No, I don't appreciate you cheapening my finale win by saying I didn't deserve to win.
Well, then don't tell me.
That's shitty.
Don't tell me I raped Sing It.
You did rape Sing It. The whole finale was a rape of Sing It. The same idea. And you had duets, and you had immunity challenges, just like Sing It. It's the same thing, only with country. And now this is going to be the same thing with rock. And I deserve to win.
It's going to be different rock.
It better be. Okay, back to Gil Dragon. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Looks like it's just you and I.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
I'm here.
It was good. I think that you kind of played up the rock rasp type thing a little too much. But other than that, I liked it.
But it was
I thought it worked
that he
for the song.
That. Like, I was happy that he did that as, like, a thing. Like, some people have just been, like, singing a song in their normal voice, and he kind of, like, upped his, like, rock factor, which I liked. Yeah. I do agree with you that it was, like, a little overdone. There was a couple, like, mumbly parts, but, like, it worked, so I liked it.
I think, because he has such... You just said you didn't like that part, Valk. Make up your mind.
I said tone it down a little bit, but I liked the rasp.
I say tone
it
up. Tone it up, Gil Dragon. Because normally he has kind of like a jazzy, like a big band kind of sound, or from what I've heard. And this, I really like the rasp he put on his voice.
Yeah, it was
Rochelle,
nice.
Take back that you said I didn't deserve to win the finale.
Well, then take back that I rate
I'm leaving this show. I don't want to be on this anymore. If you're going to be like that.
Done.
Oh. Yeah, we're done.